Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, this is Lee Bright filling in for Bobby Mack. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. And if you text SWING to 72881, that'll be for the $1,000 bankroll. So that is SWING to 72881. We're going to have Michael Cutler calling in here shortly. He has been involved heavily in the immigration issue, and looking forward to talking to him. We've had Jeff Duncan on the show, and as well as Senator Tom Davis, and we've talked medical marijuana. We've talked offshore drilling, and also we've had the little discussion on immigration. So we'll have a little more on immigration. Sorry we couldn't get to all the text. We've had a lot coming in. I'll try to get to a few now. The one texter writes, let's get rid of property taxes with offshore drilling and put it up for a vote. And I believe we could win that vote. It's sad that to think that we may have enough resources to get rid of some of these taxes. Of course, our legislature will try to put them back on us. And, of course, they'd want to blow through that money as soon as they could. But obviously, we get opportunities. We've got a vote coming up next Tuesday for Senate District 6, which I want to try to talk a little bit about in the 6 o'clock hour. But some more text. Lee, if California has oil rigs off its coast, why can't we? I had a few questions for Representative Duncan, but wasn't able to get to those. We had some calls in, but we've got friends in Louisiana and Texas say that they're talking about offshore rigs are a big draw for deep-sea fishing and tourism. Drilling and tourism can complement each other nicely. Somebody texted in, Lee, please run for office again. We're retired for now, but you never know what the future holds. Let's see what else we got. Someone says, you all better hug your kids. Putin is going to nuke us any day now if he doesn't like the sanctions. So we got one texter that might be a little on the gloomy side about Putin. So let's see what else we got here. How can logical arguments against offshore drilling be made when Myrtle Beach is dumping raw sewage into the ocean along the beaches tourists will swim at, explore? So see what else we got. No one wants drilling. It will take more cash out of my bank. Let's see here. I think we've got a few others, but keep the texts coming in. Keep the calls coming in. Like I said, we're going to have Michael Cutler here shortly. He should be calling any minute. But I tell you, how about the discussion that it seems like the medical marijuana is an issue that is a lot of folks that have surprised me that have kind of come around to allowing doctors to prescribe that for their patients. And I've seen a lot of that in the upstate especially, which, you know, the upstate's a little more social conservative. But this next election will be interesting to see how this goes for Senate District 6. And we'll talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour a little bit, you know, about some of the candidates and some of the comments they've made about social issues. And it may not be as important as it used to be. I mean, I know how I feel. I've got a libertarian bent, but I just can't get there with them on some issues. So that's why I'm a Republican. Of course, the Republicans seems like so many of those have a Democrat bent that it's kind of hard to fit in anywhere these days if you're a strong physical and social conservative. You kind of seems like we're getting pushed out. I do think we're the silent majority. I think that a lot of our folks, especially in these primaries, people don't realize how important these primaries are. And I tell you that the folks to blame, if you want to cast blame, don't cast the blame on the moderate politician. Cast the blame on that friend and neighbor of yours that never votes in a primary. That's the person at fault. They think if they go and vote in that general election, they've done their job. Well, what you need to do is you need to, if you live in Senate District 6, they need to be informed about the candidates. And you need to tell them, if you're not going to vote in these primaries, don't come. I don't want the hot air you're going to give me about you're complaining about how things are. If you don't vote in those primaries, then complaining, all the complaining in the world doesn't do us a bit of good. You got to get out and put the feet to action. Let me tell you, in a primary that's a special election, the voter turnout is going to be so small. And I'll tell you, if you don't go out there and get engaged and get involved, you've only got yourself to blame. And I think most of these listeners, most of the listeners of this station go out and vote, but you got a tremendous amount that don't. And I've had two elections that I lost, and so many people came up and afterwards, and both times, you know, they were both runoffs. Both elections, you had more votes in the runoff than you had in the primary, and folks just didn't vote in the runoff. And what happens is, you know, you have nobody to blame but yourself if you don't get the desired results. So it's very important this weekend for folks to get engaged, to get involved, and talk to their friends and neighbors about this election. And I'm just going to lay out some facts, you know, between 6 and 7, some comments, you know, direct quotes that have been made, and you see where you stand on it. I mean, I know that we don't have any perfect candidates, and very seldom do, and a lot of candidates that talk one way when they run for office do something totally different, and it's sad, but from somebody that's been there, it's a smart play, because when you go to Columbia, you go to Washington, people don't pay attention. That's the sad part. People do not pay attention. So you go and you don't upset anybody in Columbia. You don't upset anybody in Washington. You go with the status quo. Nobody pays attention. You come back home to your district and you talk conservative. And that's the kind of the key to reelection. And I think Jeff Duncan, I mean, Jeff Duncan's gone up there and done the right thing. I mean, he's what he says down here, he does up there. And you run into the same thing with Tom Davis. I mean, I don't agree with both of them on everything. But I would say that I agree, you know, with 90-95%. So we've got some good guys fighting, but they're going to come after them. I mean, that's the bottom line. So you got to protect what you have, and we got to get some more conservatives. We've got to add to our numbers, because it's a numbers game, and it comes down in the end. It comes down to a vote. So if you don't have the numbers, you don't win the vote. And I think we're fixing to head into another break, but just wanted to remind you the Ingalls Advantage. Talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement text line is 71307. We're going to have Michael Cutler on next. He has been heavily involved in the immigration issue in Washington, appeared before Congress, and we'll have him to talk to you, and he'll also be willing to take your calls. So looking forward to hear from you when we come back. Hey, this is Lee Bright filling in for Bobby Mack. Our $1,000 bankroll is swing. So if you'll text swing to 72881, Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. We've got some calls coming in on immigration, and actually we've got Michael Cutler with us. I'm going to bring him on the line now, and we're going to talk a little bit about immigration. And like I said, we'll take your calls. Michael, hey, we have you on the line. I'm great. How are you?
Yes, you do. How are you, Lee? It's great to speak to you. It's been quite a while.
It has been a while, and we've got some callers wanting to ask you some questions. So if you want to kind of make a few statements, and we'll get to their questions, because it's not often you get somebody with your experience on immigration to discuss the issue.
Well, you're kind to say it. You know, I was with the INS for 30 years. I've been before. I think we're up to 17 congressional hearings. I gave testimony to the 9/11 Commission. Look, we need a border wall. Let's start out with what the obvious question is going to be. But please understand, when you hear the nonsense about drones and technology on the border, those are the equivalent of burglar alarms. No rational person spends a lot of money on fancy burglar alarms without having a good, solid front door and good locks on those doors and windows and so forth. So the people that say we don't need a wall, we need drones, first of all, just to answer that idea, the GAO and the OIG, Office of Inspector General, have done a series of investigative reports. They found that the drones are next to worthless. They've been involved in fewer than 0.5% of all Border Patrol arrests. Helicopters would actually be more effective and a lot cheaper. One of those Predator drones costs as much, and I was told this by a Border Patrol pilot, costs as much as 4 helicopters with armed agents on board It's a boondoggle. It's a way of creating illusions that we're securing the border without securing the border. But a border wall by itself won't get the job done. We absolutely need a border wall, but we need lots more interior enforcement. And that's something you won't get from either party, because let's be blunt, neither political party really wants our borders secured or our immigration laws enforced. There are too many people making too much money over open borders, cheap labor, and the fact that many members of the political world, as it were, are immigration lawyers or at least attorneys. So when they see a flood of illegal aliens heading for America, what they see are potential clients for law firms, and you've had immigration attorneys on both sides of the aisle. Bob Goodlatte, by the way, who just left Congress, former chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, very powerful position. He's a Republican. He's also an immigration lawyer. So please understand that the immigration system has become a delivery system, and it's not good for America. It's not good for Americans. We're undermining national security. We're undermining public safety and jobs and wages for Americans. But unfortunately, the folks that are taking the campaign contributions from big business, the Chamber of Commerce, and the other special interest groups can only hear, apparently, the voices of the people who write the checks. If there's some questions, I'd love to take them, Lee.
Okay, yeah, we've got a couple of callers that have called in, and we'd like to get them on the line and give them a shot to ask you a question.
Absolutely.
We've got Ron calling in. Ron would like to ask a question. We'll get him on the line.
Ronnie, let me just say, Lee, I wish you were back in Columbia.
Well, I appreciate that.
Now my question is I understand that illegal immigrants are allowed to collect off of our welfare system, off of our healthcare system. I've been told somewhere around $3,700 a month. Is that a correct figure?
I don't know the figure. I will tell you that under immigration law, any alien who becomes a public charge, even if they have a green card but do so within the first 5 years of being admitted as a resident alien, are subject to deportation or removal. However, and here's the big however, the city or municipality or state government has to seek to get the money back, and they don't because they want to keep them here. Look, we have sanctuary cities that are harboring and shielding known sex offenders, drug dealers, violent felons. They are determined to make a mockery of the immigration laws to entice ever greater numbers of foreign workers and aliens and so forth to come to the United States, because they're looking at the math of how much money it saves them, how they can suppress wages of American workers and so forth. But we're getting hammered, and I will tell you that a border wall, if it was effective in cutting down the number of illegals coming into the country and in stopping the flood of narcotics coming into the United States, the wall would pay for itself in less than 1 year. What do you think of that?
I think that's great. Is that where this $150 billion, I hear that figure always thrown out that it's costing us to house illegals now. Is that where it's coming from?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Number one, you have illegal aliens sending money home. Mexico gets over $30 billion per year from their citizens working illegally in the United States. We also invite far too many foreign workers into the United States to work legally, the high-tech workers. But, you know, Alan Greenspan testified for Chuck Schumer, and this was about 10 years ago, April of 2009. He referred to American high-tech workers, computer programmers, technicians, engineers, those folks, called them, believe it or not, the privileged elite, whom he claimed were earning a wage premium because they were being shielded from foreign competition. He went on and said, if we could make those Americans compete with foreign workers, we could eliminate that wage premium. I've never heard a middle-class salary referred to as having a wage premium. We could eliminate the wage premium, and therefore we would be able to greatly reduce wage inequality between Americans with skills and those with lesser skills. So think about what they're calling for is the destruction of the middle class, but I can't find a Republican willing to argue against this because both sides of the aisle are on the same page. It's about increasing profits for corporations, destroying the middle class. But in the long run, what we're looking at is the destruction of the United States, but no one seems to be able to see past tomorrow.
Hey, I appreciate you being on. Lee, thank you. I'll be looking for your name in a couple of years. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for that great question.
Also, we've got, I think next we've got Willie T.
Okay. Bring him on.
Yeah, and we've only got a minute, so, Willie, if you want to ask your question, we're going to have to go into a hard break, but we appreciate you calling in the show.
Yeah, I just got a quick question. I'm looking at where Trump wants to put the border wall. And talk to me about the area as far as the river and
I'll be honest, I'm not familiar with the terrain, and I wasn't in the Border Patrol, but what I do know is we need to have the border reinforced by structures that prevent people from crossing into the United States. It's about bringing the numbers down to manageable numbers. Right now, we have a human tsunami. We have no way of stopping people. The Border Patrol is overwhelmed. We don't have the facilities to hold on to people that are arrested. And with the policies concerning political asylum, any alien who gets into the United States and utters the magic word political asylum is going to be staying here.
Hey, we've got to go into a break now. We'll have Michael Cutler on the other side talking about immigration. Our Ingalls Advantage text line, our call line is 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement text line is 71307. Looking forward to your text and your calls on the other side of the break. Hey, this is Lee Bright filling in for Bobby Mack. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. You can text SWING to 72881. That is SWING to 72881 for the $1,000 bankroll. So I have Michael Cutler on the line. We're taking some calls on immigration. He's testified before congressional committees. Got a lot of knowledge on the subject, and we thought we'd have him on the show just to answer some of your questions and to give us kind of an update on what's going on. So we'll go to West in Spartanburg. Hey, West, you on the line?
I am, Lee. Great. Nice to talk to you. Voted for you. Can't wait to do it again whenever you decide.
Well, thank you so much. Well, we got you on the phone with Michael Cutler, and he's an expert on immigration, so I look forward to your questions with him.
Hey, Michael, I wonder, I'm sure you probably know this, but this goes back a few years. Remember we had the quote-unquote refugee children flooding the border when the last year, I believe, when Obama
was president? You're referring to the unaccompanied minors, yes.
Absolutely. The unaccompanied minors, correct. Yes. A good friend of mine owns a finance company, okay? This mm-hmm. was probably 6, 7, 8 months, you know, after the flood of them. He picks up the phone and he calls and he says, you know, you won't believe this, but I just processed a loan. And he says this lady took in, and she even admitted this. She said these were her sister's kids, okay? And they brought them in under the idea that they were the unaccompanied minors. $13,000 a month the government was paying her, and she proved it. I mean, she put that up as, you know.
Wow.
Yes, and I just wonder
I would love to see that. I will tell you. Talk about follow the money, huh?
Yeah, I mean it's just sickening. I mean it just, and even he said, listen, I had heard about this. I knew they got, you know, they were getting some money, but I mean, you know, they have to think that we are the dumbest human beings on the planet Earth. Of course, they know.
Well, let me ask you a question, Wes. Yeah. So let me ask you a question. They uh-huh. think we're the dumbest. How many Americans will still not use the word alien because they've been told that it's an insult? How many Americans think that you're xenophobic if you say, look, we need a border wall? And by the way, here's the thing that no one talks about. The border wall would not stop a single person from entering the United States only
legally.
To funnel anyone who wants to come here through a port of entry. You would think we were talking about stealing America against Mexico, and that's not the case. All that a border wall is supposed to do is make certain that everyone who enters, and all of the items they bring with them are in contraband because they're supposed to go through an inspections process at a port of entry so that aliens who are excludable are kept out. Aliens who can be admitted are admitted, and a record is created of their admission. You know, for the first 4 years
of my career.
And it
can be a benefit to our country, not a drag.
Wait a moment. Here's the problem. First of all, the unaccompanied minors flooded America with gang members such as MS-13. I began investigating MS-13 25 years ago. When I began investigating them in the early 90s, MS-13 was a small problem. It was always a vicious, violent gang, but the numbers were small. The numbers now are huge. Over 40 states have a serious MS-13 problem.
They're here.
Yes, and the problem is that how many Americans have fallen for the lies? How many Americans think that DACA is about young people?
Every Democrat in the United States?
No, the Republicans answer? As well. And the Republicans
yeah,
as well.
Right.
What's the – wait, I don't want to talk over you. I'm just trying to make a couple of quick points for the audience and for you. What's the age cutoff for DACA? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. What would you think it is?
Well, seeing how we had 50-year-olds in schools claiming to be the unaccompanied minors, I'd probably say, what, 65, 70 years old?
No. But you could be as old as 38 if you claim you came before you were 16. That's nuts. The whole point to DACA was because they couldn't pass the DREAM Act. The whole point to the DREAM Act was because they couldn't pass comprehensive immigration reform. You know, I wrote a commentary about comprehensive immigration reform because I had testified before a number of hearings in the House and Senate about it. And I came to call it the Terrorist Assistance and Facilitation Act because we would be giving lawful status and identity documents to aliens who entered the United States by sneaking in, by trespassing. And if you look at the 9/11 Commission report, of the 19 hijackers in the aggregate altogether used 364 false names or variations of false names. So the idea that we're going to take all these folks, process them without the capacity to interview them, forget about field investigations, would be catastrophic. 19 terrorists on 9/11 killed many more people than were killed by the entire Japanese fleet at Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941.
Yep.
And the hypocrisy is amazing. Chuck Schumer, in 2014, insisted that we need a federal law that makes trespassing on critical infrastructure or national landmarks a 5-year federal felony. The same Chuck Schumer, however, says that when you trespass on America, if you're an alien, we should give you citizenship. How many Americans agree with him? Now, here's the problem. By so many Americans agreeing with these politicians when they lie through their teeth, are Americans that smart or not that smart? And by the way, the word alien, this terrible word, do you know that the A in DREAM Act is alien minors? So we can't use the word alien unless we're talking about the DREAM Act. And this is not political correctness, Wes. This is Orwellian. Controlling.
Oh, no, I agree.
Control of language of the debate.
I've never seen anything like this, and it's just, I mean, my dad was a car dealer. Let me ask you this, Michael, the state of North Carolina. This is 20 years ago. Every illegal alien that we would come in to buy a car that couldn't speak English, they all had North Carolina driver's license, and they could walk into any DMV in North Carolina, get a license, and then that was their bridge to head on out to other states to get everything they needed. So, I mean, when do you think the plan for all this was actually laid and thought through and all of these channels? Law enforcement doesn't do anything to them, Michael. They pull them over. They don't have identification. They're written summons on the side of the road to whatever name that they tell the police. It's hands off of them no matter. You know, I'm almost tempted if I ever get pulled over again just to tell them, you know, hey, I don't have an ID. Just and see how far they'll – you know, how far can I get with that kind of treat?
So here's the problem. I'm glad you're mentioning driver's licenses. Again, the 9/11 hijackers all had driver's license, many in false names, in some cases multiple licenses. You know, because of the government shutdown, and I'm very sympathetic to the federal employees, they didn't do anything. They just kind of trapped, but the president has no choice either. First of all, I'd love to know why the Republicans didn't vote for a border wall when you had both houses controlled by the Republicans, because the Republicans are in on it as much as anybody. But let's move away from that. One of the things we're hearing about in the media this fascination with how many days the government has been shut down. No one's talking about how many years our borders have been wide open and what it costs. No one is talking about something else. We're hearing that airlines are having problems because there's not enough TSA people reporting for duty because they're not being paid. Of course, no one's going to get on an airplane if you don't have TSA to make certain the terrorists aren't getting on the airplane. That makes sense. But yet we are living among millions of illegal aliens who snuck into the country. Nobody would get on an airplane if they saw passengers sneaking onto the airplane. And here's the real kicker. Most of the terrorist crimes committed around the world right now, mass killings, are carried out by the use of motor vehicles. So we're giving driver's licenses to people who can't verify their true identities, and somehow this is about being compassionate. Getting any of this wrong, Wes?
Mike, we've got a break coming up. Wes, we're sorry we had to go away to a break, but we'll have Mike Cutler on the other side of the break to continue the immigration discussion. Hey, this is Lee Bright filling in for Bobby Mack. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. We have Michael Cutler, who has spent many years involved in the immigration issue. He's been on the call with us. He's been taking some calls, and we have some text in. And I had one person text in and want to know, what the change was made when it went from INS to ICE. What did that really do to the I understand it was three organizations that INS moved into?
That's really a very good question. And I'm going to tell you why it's a good question. Because, you would have thought after what we learned, and I did a number of hearings about this, by the way, when they created what they called DHS, I came to call the Department of Homeland Surrender. We knew there was a problem with immigration. We knew about it in 1993 when there were two terrorist attacks. If you remember, there was a shooting at the CIA by an individual from Pakistan by the name of Kansi, who shot up the CIA, killed two CIA officers, wounded three others, fled the country. He was ultimately brought back, put on trial, and executed for his crimes. It didn't bring back the dead, and it highlighted failures in the immigration system. 1 month after that, in February 93, we had the bombing at the World Trade Center. 6 people were killed. Over 1,000 people were injured. The bombing caused $500 million in damages, with a B, $500 million. Almost brought one of the towers down sideways. And for folks who've never been to New York City, the World Trade Center was literally a vertical city. It stood 1,400 feet tall into the New York skyline, 110 floors of building. If that tower had toppled sideways, and it almost did according to the structural engineers who investigated the bombing, the level of casualties, it would have been mind-numbing. It was bad enough what they did, but what they could have done is to kill perhaps over 100,000 people. The seawall could have ruptured, flooding all of Lower Manhattan and Wall Street with water from the Hudson River. That's how significant the attack was. The Clinton administration did nothing. When 9/11 happened, it was crystal clear that, again, multiple failures of the immigration system were the issue. And yet, what did President Bush do to create DHS? He combined immigration with customs. Remember, the C in ICE is customs. Customs has absolutely less than nothing to do with immigration. Before the creation of DHS, Customs was under the Treasury Department because their focus is to keep contraband out of the United States and to collect tariffs and duties. It's a revenue agency. That's why it was under the Treasury Department, just like the IRS. Immigration was always focused on non-citizens and their ability to enter, how we would give them citizenship, and so forth. Those two issues have nothing to do with each other. They were folded together, and John Hostetler, and I'm a big fan of John's, was the chairman of the House Immigration Subcommittee. He's a conservative Republican. He described the creation of DHS the way that the Bush administration did it, as creating immigration incoherence. George W. Bush is a globalist. That's the reason that his brother, Jeb Bush, said that illegal immigration was an act of love. I wrote an article where I said that Jeb was looking for love at all the wrong places. But understand that immigration was always a problem, and we never really wanted to fix it because it was a source of cheap, exploitable labor. President Reagan gave us an amnesty, which was a disaster. He also created the visa waiver program, which creates national security issues. And to show you how significant this is, and now this nonsense with DACA, I want to just read something quickly to you. This is from the 9/11 Commission staff report on terrorist travel. And this is from the preface of the report. The very beginning, they talk about how border security needs to be seen as the cornerstone of national security policy. And then they go on and say this. Terrorists in the 1990s, as well as the September 11th hijackers, needed to find a way to stay in or embed themselves in the United States if their operational plans were to come to fruition. As already discussed, this could be accomplished legally by marrying an American citizen, achieving temporary worker status. And by the way, folks, DACA is exactly that, temporary worker status. And then they go on and say, or applying for asylum after entering. How many have applied for asylum? In many cases, the act of filing for an immigration benefit sufficed to permit the alien to remain in the country until the petition was adjudicated. Terrorists were free to conduct surveillance, coordinate operations, obtain and receive funding, go to school and learn English, make contacts in the United States, acquire necessary materials, and execute an attack. How clear is that? And then we go to one other point that I want to raise, because I know we're coming up on the break pretty quickly, but this is so important. There was a hearing that was held by the Homeland Security Committee, Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence, on April 17th of last year, less than a year ago. And it was all about Iranian sleeper agents threatening the United States. And we were warned at the hearing that Hezbollah, the Iranian terrorist organization operating throughout Latin America, is working with drug trafficking and human trafficking organizations to smuggle sleeper agents into the United States across the Mexican border. And you still have members of Congress not wanting to secure
we'll
that
have,
border.
We'll have more of this. Suicide. We'll have more of this on the other end of the break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.